Kevin Downing's session continued. Students who want to see another group, like a higher level jam session, for example, that's beyond their level. They want a piece of the action. This is intrinsic motivation, much better than extrinsic. So put carrots under their nose all the time. Students don't even know you're doing it, and sometimes teachers don't even know. Keep a close eye on their behavior and work ethic and match those carrots accordingly. Don't listen so much to what they say, because actions speak better, louder than words. For example, he doesn't even hire anyone who's not been at the school for at least 5 years. For example, a student says, I want to learn bar chords, and you say, well, that might be 6 to 9 months away, because you have to do the big open chords first. Don't just leave it there. Say, you see that person over there who learned bar chords? Do you want to do this too? Do you want to put the work in? And they say, absolutely, I want it. And then if they say, and then you can ask, do you want it quicker? Well, look at so-and-so. He came multiple times a week, or he did more practicing right with us. Is that something you want? You know, get them motivated. Another one is they want to get into the beginner jam session, and then once they're in there, they want to get into the next one and the next one. That is one of the biggest carrots. Just seeing someone live who really inspires you, like Steve Lukather seeing the Beatles, you know, it really inspires them. If you sell tickets to a workshop led by a top guitarist who comes to the school where certain students get to jam with them, that's a real carrot for the rest of the students who simply bought a ticket to the event. And a double carrot is you say to them, you don't even have to be the best to play with the best. You only have to know what you're doing and be able to pull it off with at a reasonably high level. That's a very important statement. And then you ask, do you think you can do that without help? Of course you can. See, it's a triangle. The student passion is on one side, the teacher passion is on the other, and at the top is the student work ethic. All three must be present in order for students to successfully come through your program. Another example, a student's talking about their favorite artist, and you ask, have you ever thought you could do that? And keep silent until they reply. You know, and then you say, if you do the work, I'll make sure you get to blank, like play with your favorite player, etc. Then after that, another question is, do you think you could be the next XYZ, whoever they're talking about? Are you willing to do the work? It's easy to fire carrots. Even sometimes saying things like, there's some hard work coming, so get ready, you know, to motivated players, that can be a carrot even though it's not obvious. Sometimes you must plant carrots in the parents' mind, not just the students. Sometimes no one in their family has really achieved any success. Or you can ask a student, what has anyone in your family done that's successful, and they'll rattle off some stuff. But would it excite you to do something none of them have done before, like play with the world's best? Another example is a student wants to be a teacher, and tell them the prerequisites, for example, 5 years with the school minimum. And then explain, you know, creative people are the ones who create opportunities for themselves in any economy. And the more you create them, the more you see them all around you. So which type of person do you want to be? You know, the carrot here is just for them to put the work in and see how they respond. Give them more and more responsibility and see how they handle it. Not by piling on the work, but just deeper challenges. Another example, when you ask a student to do something they're afraid to do, you say, I have more faith in you than you have in yourself. If there was any doubt in my mind that you couldn't do it, I wouldn't even bother to ask. Teach your teachers to put carrots in front of the students so they motivate themselves. You can motivate people, but it's hard and unrewarding work. Carrots are so much easier. Students pick themselves for higher honors at your school. Cream rises to the top by their actions.